Coach Dave Witzik is going to join us now and give us a little post-game chat.
Coach, that was
a workout, wasn't it, out there?
Yeah, we got what we deserve, probably. We talked coming into today. It's hard to win five games in a weekend. It's hard to win four games up here at Rockton. I think we've only done it once or twice, and it was with teams that have gone to state. And you know, Rockford Boylan came out, and they were up 14-8 after the first quarter, 14-6, and it was a battle the whole game. And we gave up more layups in this game than I think we've given up in a long, long time. I mean, it was a guy catch the ball on the wing and take three dribbles to make a layup. So we got some things to work on.
Yeah, and that's surprising because you guys have been playing so well, but I guess you kind of need one of these maybe once in a while. I know you don't like to see them, but still, it's good, I guess, to have some things to work on and make sure you're still headed the right direction after a ball game like this, right?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, we this team battles really, really hard, but, we there's things, like I said, we need to work on. And the first day we were here on Saturday, we gave up 70 points total in the two games, and we gave up 27 on Friday night to Pure Notre Dame, and then to give up 76 to Rockford Boylan, we're just not going to win many games giving up 76 points. So, we deserved it. We made some mental mistakes and, did some things we need to clean up on. And, it was a bummer. I'd like to win all of them this weekend. And,
right.
And had a lot of fun. But now we go home. We got school tomorrow and get ready for Bloomington, come to our gym on Friday night for a conference game.
You talked about the way your team battled, and they certainly did that. And, it looked like you were done in regulation, but somehow you're able to send it to an overtime. You were down by six pretty late in the first overtime and somehow got it to a second overtime. But every time you seem to steal the momentum, and I know you have to be very proud of the way your team did that, boy, they rebounded real quick on you, didn't they, to start each one of those next periods, and then they were able to put it away finally in the second overtime.
Yeah, I felt like we were lucky to have it tied in the regulation, and we were lucky to send it to second overtime. So you kind of feel like in games like that, a lot of times, then the team that's got lucky just comes out and has a great second overtime and gets an 8-point win. But we got the tip, we got the ball, we kind of went into a delay for a minute, and Jalen Coleman made a good drive, and no one moved to help him. Everyone just kind of stood around there, and I felt like if we would have moved better on that one possession, that the second overtime might have been a lot different.
Well, I guess I'm glad I'm not going to be at your next practice because I imagine you're going to work them pretty hard after this one. And you mentioned a big ball game on Friday with Bloomington. Of course, you played them earlier this year in the Intercity Tournament. Little added maybe motivation to try to get one after they were able to get you in that one early in the season. But both teams, have gone through a lot of transitions since then. It's going to be a lot different ball game this time around, don't you think?
Well, we hope so because they took it to us last time. We're tied for first in the conference, and Bloomington's in our regional this year, so this is an important game on Friday night. So, we got to clean up things we did tonight, but our focus when we get back to normal community is to get ready for Friday night's game. And I said, it's a bummer. If we'd have gutted this one out, we'd have had an unbelievable 5-0 weekend. 4-1's a pretty good weekend, and we'll take it.
All right, Coach. But,